Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some things that we might do to help us survive the narrow margins that we're experiencing now and likely will continue to experience for the next several months. You know, as we look at our operations, feed cost is still 50% of what we do. So one of the issues that we're going to need to look at is, are there some ways that we can lower feed cost? Some of the things that we could do is if we have enough corn silage, or maybe we're harvesting some small grain silage this spring that'll add to that inventory, how can we use that to feed a higher level of forage in our diet and reduce the amount of concentrate, grains, and supplements that we're bringing onto the farm? You need to work with your nutritionist to carefully evaluate how you do this. There are some other things in working with the nutritionist that you could maybe also focus on. We get paid for components, so the amount of protein and fat that we're actually shipping off the farm becomes very, very important. Also, how are we balancing rations for those animals? Early lactation cows should be in probably a separate feeding group. Animals that are already pregnant, those can get by on a ration that has a much greater amount of forage, less purchased feed concentrate, particularly on the protein side, because we expect a lower level of milk production out of those animals. Trying to target a ration to just meet the needs of those lower producing animals. This is Mike Brook, K-State Research and Extension, urging our dairy farmers to carefully consider how they're spending their feeding dollars as they move forward through the next few months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.